latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Hopefully you've picked up the Leader newspaper this morning, which is a first for news every single week, of course. But if you haven't, then you can go to the Virtual Leader website, which is virtualleader.info, where you can get it usually on a Sunday evening, hot off the virtual press, as it were. Little feature today all about the protest at the weekend of the postal withdrawal on the Orawella Costa. There's also some great news about tourism figures, and tourism is on the way up once again. As are property sales, which is also good news as well. Spain, generally speaking, it looks like it is starting to recover. But you can read more details all about those stories and many more, including the sport in the Leader, which is out now. An update on the bowls competition, which is taking place right now. You'll find out more about that next week when it comes to an end. But absolutely cram-packed, so make sure you pick up your copy right now, available in hundreds of venues across the entire area. But the website for the virtual version, virtualleader.info. And of course, the main news site, which is updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is theleader.info. President of the region of Valencia, Alberto Fabra, has said that there will be funding for building work on 4 schools in the area in election year of 2015. Specifically, Torrevieja, Rajales, San Fulgencio and Guadama del Segura will benefit from the investment, although there was no mention of Orihuela. In Torrevieja, the construction of a new canteen at the Colegio Inmaculada will be completed, as well as the Colegio Almanzar, which has been operating out of porta cabins since 2005. Rajales will benefit from work at the Colegio Príncipe de España, which has seen cracks in the main walls appear for some years, attributed to the age of the building at around 50 years of age. Porta cabins at the Colegio Público Dama de Guadama will be set for replacement with a real brick building too. The mayor of Guadama, Carmen Verdú of the PP, said in response that we can only thank the efforts of the government to include Guadama amongst its priorities, realising local demand in supporting the local PP government, who has worked for 3 years since the last elections without achieving any such promises.